SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden facing backlash for pardoning his son, and not just from Republicans. White House correspondent Greg Clunkston reports.
Some Democrats are calling the Hunter Biden pardon misguided and unwise after the party spent years criticizing Donald Trump as someone who disregarded the law. Colorado Governor Jared Polis called the decision a bad precedent that could be abused by later presidents and will sadly tarnish Biden's reputation. The president reversed his previous pledge not to pardon his son, arguing the charges against him were politically motivated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Donald Trump demanding the immediate release of Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza, saying if they're not freed before he's sworn into office for a second term, there will be trouble. Bernie Bennett reports.
Trump wrote in a post on his Truth Social website, quote, "Please let this truth serve to represent that if the hostages are not released prior to January 20th, 2025, the date that I proudly assume office as President of the United States, there will be all blank to pay in the Middle East and for those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity." He added that, quote, "Those responsible will be hit harder than anybody else has been hit in the long and storied history of the United States of America. Release the hostages now." Bernie Bennett reporting.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has declared martial law, vowing to eliminate anti-state forces as he struggles against the opposition that controls the country's parliament and which he accuses of sympathizing with communist North Korea. Following the announcement, South Korea's military proclaimed that parliament and other political gatherings that could cause social confusion would be suspended. That's according to a government-funded news agency. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 170 points, the NASDAQ composite up 19. This is SRN News. A famous nativity scene needs some help.
The life-size creche has been set up on Chicago's Daley Plaza, just like it has been for the past 40 years. But the whole thing is looking a little worse for wear. 40 Chicago winters have taken their toll on the figures and the manger, and organizers are asking for donations to refurbish everything. They've set up a GoFundMe page for the nativity. They're trying to raise the $40,000 that will be needed to provide repairs and a new coat of paint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court sent to hear arguments on the constitutionality of Tennessee's ban of so-called gender-affirming care for kids. The case expected to have a national impact because at least 25 other states have adopted similar laws in recent years. The fight over whether transgender adolescents can access puberty blockers and hormonal treatments, part of a broader effort by parents to keep their kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries before they're legally adults. This is SRN News. Correspondent Kara Anna reports from Lowville, New York. It's one of the towns buried in snow that stranded many drivers in the Great Lakes region.
Parts of the eastern United States are digging out after the first big snowfall of winter. Some communities have up to several feet of lake effect snow. So lake effect snow is when warm, moist air blows across a body of water and mixes with colder, drier air over land. That creates narrow bands of heavy snow. Many people here in New York and other areas along the Great Lakes are pretty used to this. But this past weekend saw many people traveling through the region after the Thanksgiving holiday, and some were taken by surprise.
And lake effect snow warnings in effect through Tuesday night for parts of New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Alaska's capital got more than a foot of snow over the weekend. The National Weather Service says the wintry weather is stronger than Juneau usually sees this time of year. More details at SRNNews.com.